This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Lawmakers in today's meeting of the House of Representatives draw government's attention to range of pressing issues. Lawmaker from Humla urges immediate rescue of landslide hit families in the district. Parliamentary Subcommittee on the School Education Bill submits report. Nepal Teachers Federation expresses strong objections. Nepal qualifies for ICC Women's T20 World Cup Global Qualifier for the first time, and Israel to allow food into Gaza after 2 months blockade. Now, the news in detail. Lawmakers in today's meeting of the House of Representatives called on the government to take action on a range of pressing issues, including curbing corruption, resolving problems related to goodies across the country, and improving road and infrastructure development. Speaking during the Zero Hour, lawmakers criticized the government for failing to control smuggling and raised concerns about growing public distrust in the judiciary, citing political interference and appointments. They urged the government to introduce the Guthi Bill without delay and implement past agreements made with Guthi victims. Lawmakers also highlighted the rise in abandoned settlements, discrimination against women and social workers, and called for an end to double benefits for former employees. With the monsoon approaching, they stressed the need for timely fertilizer distribution and proactive measures to reduce flood and landslide risk. Meanwhile, lawmaker Chiring Damdul Lama, during the House session today, urged the government to immediately rescue residents of Tilagaon in Namkha Rural Municipality 6, Humla, who were severely affected by a landslide following a glacial lake outburst on May 15 and 16. Lama said 32 people from 18 families are in urgent need of relief and shelter, currently surviving under a tarpaulin in nearby fields. He also called for increased government attention to Himalayan settlements vulnerable to recurring natural disasters. A parliamentary subcommittee on School Education Bill 2080 has presented the report to the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee under the House of Representatives yesterday. Subcommittee coordinator Chavilal Biswakarma submitted the report to the committee chairperson Amar Bahadur Khadka in the presence of Minister for Education, Science and Technology Raghuji Pant in the committee's meeting. It may be noted that the parliamentary committee on March 21st had formed an 11-member subcommittee to review the bill and furnished recommendations to the committee. However, the Nepal Teachers Federation has expressed strong objections to the report. Chairperson of the Federation, Lakshmi Kishore Subedi, voiced his dissatisfaction through a social networking platform, stating that the report contradicts the essence of the Kathmandu-based teachers' protest, and remarked that the report is even more regressive and anti-teacher than the existing education bill currently registered in Parliament. Delegates from the European Union today paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. The meeting focused on 51-year-old long EU-Nepal diplomatic relationship and the importance of EU cooperation in Nepal's stability, economic development and good governance. Prime Minister Oli briefed the delegation on Nepal's progress in economic development and governance following its transition through armed conflict, peace movements and the promulgation of the constitution. He also thanked the EU representatives for participating in the first edition of the Sagarmatha Sambad. The EU ambassadors reaffirmed their commitment to supporting Nepal in sectors such as education, infrastructure, health, energy, information technology and climate change, while continuing collaboration on broader socio-economic development goals. Also present at the meeting were Chief Advisor to the Prime Minister, Bishnu Prasad Rimal, and senior officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. According to the Department of Tourism, a total of 135 climbers reached the summit of Sagarmatha on Sunday, making it one of the busiest days of the current spring climbing season. Director Himal Gautam said favorable weather conditions contributed to the high number of ascents, with more climbers expected to reach the top in the coming days. So far, over 200 climbers have summited the world's highest peak this season, with the most activity seen in the last 3 days. British mountaineer Kenton Coole reached the summit for the 19th time on Sunday, breaking his own record for the most ascents by a non-Nepali climber. Meanwhile, record holder Kamirita Sherpa, who has climbed Sagarmatha 30 times, is also on the mountain attempting to set a new record. Nepal has secured a spot in the ICC Women's T20 World Cup Global Qualifier for the first time. Nepal defeated the United Arab Emirates UAE by 5 wickets in the Super 3 stage of the Asia Qualifier to reach the Global Qualifier. Chasing a target of 115 runs to win set by the UAE, Nepal reached the total losing 5 wickets with 3 balls remaining. Earlier, the UAE scored 114 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in 20 overs. Nepal is scheduled to play Thailand on Tuesday, but the outcome will have no impact on Nepal's qualification for the global qualifier. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now onto an international news update. Israel has announced it will allow a basic amount of food to enter Gaza to ensure that no starvation crisis develops after blockading the territory for 10 weeks. The announcement came hours after Israel's military said it had begun extensive ground operations throughout Gaza. A statement from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said that Israel would allow a basic quantity of food to be brought in for the population of Gaza to make certain no starvation crisis develops, adding that such a situation would jeopardize its new offensive. Israel has come under increasing pressure to lift its blockade, during which no food, fuel, or medicines have been allowed in. Aid agencies have warned about the risk of famine among Gaza's 2.1 million population as footage and accounts emerge of emaciated children suffering malnutrition. The war fought between Israel and Hamas-led Palestinian militant groups in the Gaza Strip was triggered by the Hamas-led attacks on southern Israel on 7 October 2023, which saw about 1,200 people killed and more than 250 taken hostages. Some 58 hostages remain in Gaza, up to 23 of whom are believed to be alive. More than 53,000 Palestinians have been killed during Israel's military campaign in Gaza. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that due to the influence of the westerly and local winds, along with some moisture-laden winds coming from the Bay of Bengal and the Arabian Sea, the weather today is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the rest of the country today. There are chances of light rain or snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. There are also chances of gusty wind at a few places in the torrid regions of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 17 to 19 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 26 to 28 degrees Celsius today. That brings us close to the end of this news bulletin. But before we conclude, let's have a quick reminder of the headlines again. Lawmakers in today's meeting of the House of Representatives draw government's attention to range of pressing issues. Lawmaker from Humla urges immediate rescue of landslide-hit families in the district. Parliamentary Subcommittee on the School Education Bill submits report. Nepal Teachers Federation expresses strong objections. Nepal qualifies for ICC Women's T20 World Cup Global Qualifier for the first time, and Israel to allow food into Gaza after 2-month blockade. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.